Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today are John Hatsopoulos, CEO and co-founder of American DG Energy, as well as Barry Sanders, president and chief operating officer. And American DG Energy can be purchased on the OTC bulletin board on the ticker symbol ADGE. That's ADGE, ADGE. Thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Good afternoon.
Great. Can you talk about what the drivers behind the company's recently quarterly results and full-year results, which were particularly strong?
Absolutely. First, let me tell you that basically we have two businesses, but one is our core business, which is to be an on-site utility. This is a business where we go to buildings like hospitals, hotels, nursing homes, and large facilities where they have at least 100 beds in size, and we produce hot water and electricity and give the owners a discount to their electricity of somewhere around 10%. Now, we are connected not only to the user, but also the utility, the national utility, stays completely connected. So if anything ever happens to our equipment, the customer does not know that he's had an interruption because he's switches directly to the utility. Our customers save an awful lot of money on one hand. As I said, we provide about 10% discount to their electric bill. But on top of it, we eliminate quite a bit of emissions. Now, this is a very interesting period for us, even though our energy on-site utility energy revenues for 2008 were up 57%, which was the third year in a row we had much better than double digits increases. But as I said, we also eliminate an awful lot of carbon emissions, which it appears that the administration is about ready to put in, like the Europeans, carbon credits, which would be a fantastic bonanza to our company. With that, I'd like to ask Barry Sanders, our president of the company. I'm John Hatsopoulos, the CEO, and I'd like to ask Barry to give you a little more detail and color of what we're doing.
Again, we're in the energy supply business primarily, and we do it by putting on-site equipment into our customer's building. We own, we operate the equipment, so the beauty of the business model from a client perspective is they don't have to have any capital nor know-how. And from us, we get a 15-year contract of selling that energy, and so we get a nice annuity on our business. If you look at market forces over the last 12 months or so, they really have been to our benefit. We may all recall that it wasn't that long ago where we were in an energy crisis, and we were worrying about the price of energy. Continually, the environment is a concern and reducing carbon. More recently, there's a financial crisis, and customers, either access to capital or financing, has, if not shut off, has gotten incredibly expensive. And more recently, we're expecting stimulus money and shovel-ready projects being of the norm. All these items have been to our benefit as, again, both the technology we deploy and the business model we deploy puts in this energy equipment that's highly efficient. Our equipment is verging on 90% efficient, and that's competing against the grid, which is a little over 30% efficient, and an on-site boiler that's probably effectively only around 60, percent efficient. And if that efficiency is how we make money, if that efficiency is how my customer saves money, and that efficiency is how we're able to realistically and accurately reduce carbon.
Great. Now, once again, as stated, the core on-site utility revenues increased by 57% as compared to 07, and total revenues increased by 13%. American DG also received an incentive fund from New England Utilities. Can you guys talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've received over the past 6 or 8 months three different checks for incentives, and Barry maybe can give you a little more details.
Yeah, to me, that's a real breakthrough in our relations, in the industry's relationships between a company like ours and these both dual electric and natural gas utilities. Historically, combined heat and power companies or cogeneration companies like us, many people consider us at odds with the utilities, and I think it's a maturation of our marketplace and specifically our business model where utilities now recognize how efficient the technology we deploy and the ease of relationship we've created with the end customer. And these funds are directly related to the reduction of energy that these systems deploy from a global or economy basis. And though we can't predict for sure, but we're very excited that not only this money we've collected to date, but there'll be more to come.
The thing that is, and I want to stress again what Barry said, that in the past, electric utilities have been an enemy of cogeneration, which is what basically we're doing, just because they were afraid of losing the sales. But they have reached a point right now that a lot of the utilities need power rather than want to sell additional power, because they don't have enough facilities for power generation, but also the distribution lines, they're not willing to add to distribution lines. I'm not trying to say that these utilities that just gave us these incentives, but in general, all of a sudden, the utilities are being friendlier to us rather than in the past where we were public enemy number one.
Sure, and can you continue talking about some of the developing trends that you see in the market and how well positioned the company is to really capitalize on these trends?
Well, first, let me tell you that the trend is very simple. We basically hand a check at the end of every year, and in theory, we could have done it in the beginning of the year, to the chief financial officer of the company, of 10% to his electric needs. And that's found money for a lot of companies, especially right now, where they are very short of earnings and capital. The second trend that is helping us is a lot of companies would buy that kind of equipment and install it themselves and have their facilities manager manage it. Most of the time, the facilities manager objected to managing it because it's an extra headache, and usually they don't know how to run this kind of equipment. But right now, especially since there is a lot of shortage of capital, and we provide the equipment for free, we provide the service for free, we provide everything for free, and all they have to pay is for the electricity like they pay for the electric utility, but for less price, it's very desirable for our customers. And maybe Barry should say a couple of words about our backlog, where we stand right now.
Well, as we announced at our conference call, we're currently sitting on, in addition to our installed base, 24 systems we're in the process, various stages of installing and going into, actually soon at this point, to our second quarter. We think it puts us in a real strong position as we grow for the rest of the year. One other comment I just want to emphasize of a question you just asked, though, is you talk about what's going on in the marketplace. I think we offer customers a nice solution to a problem that is often not discussed. There is a genuine interest in the marketplace to go green. There's a genuine interest in the marketplace to reduce energy. There's a genuine interest in the marketplace to save carbon. The problem with most options, most technologies, for the customer's perspective, is either capital intensive or actually more expensive to run their business by using these options. And they're really relying, in many cases, on the goodwill of their customers. What we offer has instant cash flow for our clients and instant environmental benefit. And we really do believe the customers understand this, and we have customers that's been their express interest.
And I should add that it is our hope, not prediction, but our hope that the government, as part of the stimulus program, would put in some funding for elimination or lowering, rather, is the right word, of carbon emissions, and then we'll benefit from this dramatically. But also, we provide, by installing this equipment, instant jobs to all kinds of unions. For example, the pipe fitters union would benefit for every unit we install. The plumbers union and the electric union would benefit from us. So it appears, we don't know what the government is going to do right now as part of the stimulus, but it appears that we are really geared about what the administration is asking: more jobs and less emissions. And we got everything.
And what would you say that differentiates American DG from other players in the energy sector?
Well, for example, one of the energy, the two of the players that are quite well known right now are solar and wind. And they're both much more expensive to install, and they become viable only because of government subsidies. In our case, we have something like a 2 to 5 year payback, depending on the location. So call it somewhere around 3 to 4 years on average payback without any subsidies. If we do get some subsidies, wonderful. The second thing is, interestingly enough, and there was a press release by a utility called SMUD, Sacramento Municipal Utility, which says that an equipment can be added to solar and run. It hasn't happened yet, by the way, but it can run both on solar and natural gas, which is what we use, and save emissions both ways. Because don't forget that even if you choose solar, which is the sweetheart right now of environmentalists, the sun only shines a few hours a day, and we can run the balance. Again, it hasn't happened yet, so I don't take credit or claim for it. I use it as an example. But basically, we are in a pure environmental saving technology. And I don't know if Barry wants to add something.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand our comparison to solar technology. If you look at us, and you know, obviously we're pro-solar, it's just both the economics of solar and the true impact on the carbon side, I think, are just misunderstood. And if the cost changed, we'd have a different attitude. But we're cost effective today. We can put a system in today and create real economics and real true economic value. Number two is when you compare the true carbon production, the problem with solar technology is that on a cloudy day or at night, you're obviously not creating any electricity. And so when you really compare on an apples-to-apples basis, on a 24-hour basis, if you will, the amount of carbon saved by a solar-based system versus our system that's simultaneously making electricity and hot water, is basically the solar-powered system plus the grid to back it up plus an on-site boiler versus our system. When you look at the true carbon production from a life cycle perspective, we actually create less carbon. And it's the true efficiency that we tend to look at, to me, really makes the difference.
Sure. And looking ahead to the company's strategic plans for the future, what specific objectives has management set for the company over the next 1 year?
I said in the beginning of last year, and I'm talking about 2008, when we did our conference call early 2008, I said our goal is to grow our energy sales at least 20 to 30% a year. Well, we said the same thing again on our conference call for 2009. We said it last year, 20 to 30%, we ended up with 57%, which was about double what we had predicted. I can't predict how fast, and especially with a stimulus program overhanging on the positive side, I don't know where we're going to do, but I'll make that statement again, that our goal is to meet or exceed a 20 to 30% increase in energy sales for the year 2009. It's not a projection, it's a goal.
Okay. Anything you want to add to that, Barry? Or?
No, I agree completely with what John's saying. It's, you know, we just see the marketplace being very strong right now, a combination. And again, our core marketplace is we go where customers need some type of hot water. And so we're very active in healthcare, from nursing care, long-term care, to hospitals. We're very active in hospitality, certainly hotels. Very active in a large multi-tenant residential, from low income to high income and everywhere in between. Some niche markets from schools to universities to big athletic clubs with swimming pools. And I think what's exciting about, you know, from our perspective of this project, you know, what's happening in Washington, D.C., is this interest in upgrading public buildings. Well, there's a lot of public buildings who fit in those categories, from large residential to prisons to schools, that are our meat and potato business. And so we're real excited by that.
Okay, and once again, this is an interview with John Hatsopoulos and Barry Sanders from American DG Energy, which can be purchased over-the-counter on the over-the-counter bulletin board under the ticker symbol ADGE. And before concluding today, gentlemen, what are the key reasons that American DG Energy represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Well, this is pretty obvious. We think that saving energy is the goal of the country. As a matter of fact, the big deficit of the United States, which was in the year 2007, which is what I have numbers, was $560 billion of importing energy. Every percentage point we can lower the needs for energy in the United States is a huge add-on to our country's economy. On top of it, we not only eliminate emissions or partly eliminate emissions, but also we're using natural gas, which is our country's loaded with, that we don't use imported gas. I mean, there seems to be more gas in the United States to serve all the needs of the country, and if we had the infrastructure, we could almost eliminate the use for oil, which comes from overseas.
Yeah, the only thing I'd like to add is when John and his brother George founded the business, it was really under the concept is we're in an annuity cash flow business. We signed 15-year contracts, and each one of these businesses are individual projects, our individual P&Ls that just keep adding to the sum, giving us this nice rise in revenue year after year after year, and provide some nice stable cash flow for our business and certainly for our investors.
Great, and we certainly do look forward to tracking the company's progress over the next few months to a year. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much. We thank you for inviting us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.